This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and welcome to Catching Up yet again, your weekly dose of hilarity, stupidity and a real trashy magazine to say the least. Now obviously tonight Jamie is flying somewhere across the South Pacific and Dolly's at a bloody gig. But I've got a wonderful guest in, a special guest, one of the funniest people that I know and my beautiful partner Andrew. Welcome to Joy, Andy.
Pressure. Is my level okay?
Is this your first time on radio?
Yes, this is my first time on radio and it feels really surreal.
Is it really?
Yes. Well, you've been going off for the last 10 months having this on-air affair, on-air threesome with for the last 10 months. So it sort of feels like I followed you to work.
It's been a very... Can I say? It's been quite a weird... It has been quite weird with my on-air threesome, and it's quite funny. As I was explaining to someone, someone asked me who this gentleman is, and I said, well, it's my partner, and they made the comment about a three-way, and I said, yes, it's quite weird. It's like I'm married to another woman and a man who wants to be a woman. And yes, Jamie, that's you.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Hey, so what are we going to talk about tonight on the show, Andy?
Well, I mean, look, there's a fair bit coming up. We've got some fantastic music, which Dolly is pre-programmed,
yes,
that I'm going to put my Molly Meldrum hat on and bore everybody senseless with some musical facts.
Oh, hardly.
But we've got a question for tonight.
Oh, yes. What's the question?
Now, the question for the night is, and this might be slightly presumptuous, but who is your favourite showbiz couple? Now, that doesn't have to be a real-life couple. It can be.
It can
be your Bert and Patty Newtons, but it could also be a fictitious couple like Ross and Rachel or Oprah and Gail. So...
Allegedly.
Whoever your favourite showbiz couple is, real or fake, real or fiction, just let us know. So email us in on air at, or SMS us on 0427 Joy 949.
Or they can email us on air at joy.org.au.
Don't call in because there's no one on the desk.
It's been a very busy night here at Joy. Andy, I think I might play, because obviously Dolly clearly did not trust me to choose any, and I mean absolutely none of the songs tonight.
That's wise. It would have been all Eurovision. That time of year.
So what I'm going to play off is we watched a doco on Chic. Oh, it wasn't Chic today, was it? It was not Nile Rodgers. It was about Upon a Time in New York, was it called?
Yeah.
Yep. And it was all about the music
scene. Disco, new wave and hip-hop, where that started in New York. But, play the track and I'll talk a little bit about
it. Beautiful. So first track is Chic. Everybody dance.
Gotta love Chic.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Everybody dance with Chic there on Joy 94.9. Andy, do you know much about Chic?
Funny you say that, Brett. I watched a very interesting documentary about them the other night. And for those that know me, that's not a big surprise because I watch so many documentaries. It's not funny. But it was a documentary on Nile Rodgers, who was sort of the driving force behind Chic.
Yes.
And look, I've always loved Chic because they're probably, in my opinion, the most polished disco sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
you know, the whole disco era. You know, the famous, obviously, the last song we just played. There's also La Freak. I mean, Sister Sledge, they did all the Sister Sledge stuff. We Are Family. He's the Greatest Dancer. But after watching this documentary, I didn't actually realise how many other artists Nile Rodgers actually had a hand in in their careers. I mean, probably the first one after Chic was Diana Ross, where her career was sort of flagging a little bit. She'd run out of Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Surrenders, and she'd had The Boss in the mid-70s, but that was pretty much it. And they did the Diana album with her, which was Upside Down, I'm Coming Out. So two of her biggest hits that pretty much put her career back on the map. And then, unfortunately for Chic, some gorgeous DJ in the States decided to do the whole Disco Is Dead or Disco Sucks campaign, where they did the whole you know, mass burning of disco records. And literally, Chic went from being one of the biggest selling bands in the world to not having another commercial hit ever.
Which is unbelievable, because the success that they had was so huge. I found interesting that one of the guys from Chic wrote La Freak because of the night where he tried to get into Studio 54.
Yeah, it was Grace Jones's birthday, and good old Grace. I'm sure she was on the wrong side of some prescription, but she forgot to leave their names on the door. And, yeah, they tried to get into 54 and got rejected. And the impetus of La Freak was they were sitting at home jamming. Oh, listen to my in-lingo that I'm using.
You jamming away.
And instead of our freak out, it was our F off.
Yes.
Which was actually directed towards the bouncers at Studio 54.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then ironically, they referenced Studio 54 in that song.
In the song with come on down to 54 and find your spot out on the floor.
Absolutely. But after Disco Sax happened and they didn't sell another record, Nile Rodgers went on to produce some of the most, well, the biggest albums of the 80s, which I didn't know. I knew he'd worked with Duran Duran on The Reflex and Wild Boys, because you could hear him all over it. I didn't know he produced Like a Virgin, Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Did he really?
The whole album.
Oh my God.
And also David Bowie, Let's Dance. And once you know, you can actually hear his stamp all over it. So again, he was, you know, he worked on some of the biggest albums throughout the 80s. And I think probably most recently, he's been working with Adam Lambert and Sam Sparrow. So he clearly likes the gays.
Well,
which
so Nile Rod, I thought he died a few years ago.
No, Bernard Edwards, who was the other guy from Chic, the less clever one.
Yes, yes.
He died, I think it was in the mid 90s. They were on tour in Japan, and he said he felt unwell, and he just dropped dead. Which is, you know.
Oh, how sad.
Yes, but no, Nile Rodgers is still going.
I mean, they were a brilliant couple. And speaking of brilliant couples...
Oh, seamless link, Brett. Seamless link.
I've been on the radio now for some time, my love. So, obviously, our show tonight, it is going to be the final of our Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows. But we decided... We've asked a lot of comedy questions, but we decided... My lovely partner have said, what about who is your favourite showbiz couple? And we've actually had a response from... From Johnny... We don't know where Johnny is, but Johnny has sent one, and he said, I'd have to say I love Stan and Fran from American Dad. And American Dad's a spin-off of my favourite show, Family Guy. But, yeah, really good. Thank you, Johnny. But obviously, we want to hear from you. What is your favourite showbiz couple? Give us a call. Oh, sorry, SMS us on 0427-JOY-949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Now, Andy, we've been talking about... Because normally this spot is catching up with us and... Bless, for those of you who don't know, Andrew and I spent the whole day together. So we've caught up many, many times. But I know my partner has a bit of a... I've got a bit of a Facebook obsession, but I know you love Twitter,
don't
you?
I love Twitter. Twitter's very, very different to Facebook for me. Facebook, I love to go on there and have a rant, as any of my 265 friends know. I love to get on there and give them my view on everything, pretty much. But Twitter is completely different. For me, I can't work on Twitter. I don't post anything on Twitter because I struggle with 120 characters. So it's fantastic for stalking celebrities, though.
Now, speaking of which, because I know you're one of your favourite, and probably one of my favourite, is Jackie Collins.
I love Jackie Collins because she's right as Christmas. She talks like she writes. Everything's kick-ass and groovy, and it's just, she's just wonderful, and she almost responds to every single tweet that you're saying. So how she gets a book written, I don't know.
Now, but speaking of Twitter, obviously, because it's a new technology, there's a lot
of... It's not that new, Brett.
Well, newish, shall we say, my love, newish. So, because it's a newish, it still has a few kinks to be ironed out by some of the users. And this was quite apparent...
When hashtags go wrong.
When hashtags go wrong. So what was actually now... I just want to set this up because my partner... So what happened was, obviously, Susan Boyle has a new album coming out. So whoever looks after her, whoever manages her, decides to send out a tweet about Susan Boyle's new album coming out. But what actually was... What was the actual tagline, Andrew?
Well, I mean, if anybody's familiar with Twitter, when you hashtag something, it's literally a hashtag and then one continuous word. So it was Susan Album Party, which sounded harmless until you read it back, and it unfortunately read back as Susan Anal Bum Party, which was just... For me, it was the highlight of my night last night, and it trended on Twitter, and I can just imagine poor Subo sitting in her flat in Scotland, not knowing why everybody was laughing at her. So it was, it's quite embarrassing.
And on that note, we are going to be here for the full hour. We've got a couple of community service announcements, and we might play a little bit of disco. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Miriam Margulies, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
Oh, goodness. Taking your time with catching up on a Tuesday night with Brett and Andrew. Jamie and Dolly are away. But I've got my beautiful partner joining me tonight.
My God, that song took me back. I don't know how popular... I don't know if anybody can tell out there, actually, but I wasn't born in Australia. I'm originally from the UK. I moved here 24 years ago.
Yes.
But the SOS band had some huge hits through the 80s, that being one of them. Another one was The Finest, which I didn't actually like all that much. And the one that I think I loved the most, which is a big club classic, was Just Be Good to Me. And I've got so many memories of dancing with my lovely, lovely friend Karen around the Ritzy on a Saturday night.
Now, the Ritzy was a club
in
filthy. Cardiff.
It was filthy.
The Ritzy.
But that's where we spent an awful lot of our teenage years, and we were way too young to be there, but it was so much fun. And speaking of my lovely friend Karen,
yes,
I've got a shout out all the way from Perth.
Yes.
From the lovely Karen Wilson, who I've been friends with for about 400 years, about a celebrity couple, saying her favourite celebrity couple's got to be Sonny and Cher.
Yes.
Or maybe Peaches and Herb. Now, for those of you that don't know, they had a hit in the early 80s called Reunited, which is our drunk karaoke song. She also said, stop blaming Dolly and play some new music. I've got no idea what that means.
I think Karen needs to sometimes... Maybe she should tell Dolly directly, not via us. Being a bit passive-aggressive there, Kaz.
We've also got another shout-out from our delightful Sissy.
Yes, and my sister, your sister-in-law.
Absolutely. She said, obviously, you're my two most favourite showbiz couple. Bless you, girl.
I know.
And then she said, but I love a royal or two, so Kate and Will's for me.
But because it is my sister, she has made it about herself again in the PS.
Scriver children, Brett and Rebecca are pretty showbiz. It's why we love her.
Oh, bless her heart.
We've also got a shout out from lovely, lovely Lisa.
Yes.
It's a bit of a sad shout out.
Oh, why?
Her fave couples, Kylie and Michael, R.I.P.
Oh.
I know what you mean, but sad.
It is sad. It is sad. Hey, look, and there was another SMS that came through to us, and I want to say a big shout out to our favourite, Sally Streisand. For saying, honey, you and Andy sound so fabulous. Sally, you are fabulous, and you know how fabulous you are. I mean, she is. She's, I can't obviously talk about where she works, but let's just say she's assistant to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it at that.
We don't want to give too much away. Andy, it's Melbourne International Comedy Festival on at the moment.
Yep.
And the whole, most of March and most of April, actually, so far, we've been talking on Catching Up all about the different artists that are coming to town. Now, you and I have seen the fabulously funny Sarah Millican.
I laughed till my asthma came on. It was, I think I used a whole Ventolin in about 45 minutes.
Obviously, we always, a good friend, Anne Edmonds, in A Quartered Cabbage, she did a fabulous job.
Didn't get to see Anne's show, but I've tried to look it up on, what's it called, ABC iView.
Yes.
Couldn't find it.
Okay. So. Well, we'll find it soon. But obviously today, Margaret Cho started her show.
I love, love, love Margaret Cho. She's filthy.
What is it about Margaret Cho? I mean, look, these are all GL... This is a... Well, now she's come out as bisexual. She's
Oh, I'm not buying that.
You're not buying it?
No, I just think she's got some tattoos. She's just trying to jump on the bandwagon. She's very... She couldn't be more LGBTI friendly, but she doesn't have to come out as bisexual to be on the bus, put it that way.
I think she's just overly excited. But she has, remember in one of her stand-ups, she said when she was working the lesbian cruise and she went through this crisis and she said, am I gay? Am I straight? And I just realised I was a little slutty.
That I'll buy into. I can imagine her being quite slutty. But
now, obviously, one of the things I love about Margaret Cho is when... And her show that is from today until the 21st of April as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is called Mother, because one of her favourite pastimes is talking about her parents. And I've got a clip to share with everyone. Here's Margaret Cho talking about why she thinks her dad might be gay.
I always thought my mother was conservative, but she had a really interesting attitude towards gays. Because, mommy, I think everybody little bit gay. You know, if you have a friend and you like your friend so much you don't know what to do. This kind of gay. I think that everybody have this type of friend, you know, especially in college. That's very gay time. You know, daddy have a friend like that. I tell you gay story about daddy. No, daddy is not gay. That's not what I said. No, no. You put the world in mommy mouth.
For those of you who have just turned in, that was the fabulous Margaret Cho talking about her mother and her father's gay friends.
The first time, remember we first time we stumbled across Margaret Cho, it was a Saturday afternoon, and we stumbled across her on YouTube, and I think it might have been the I'm the One That You Want, the, yes. I'm the One That I Want show.
Yes.
And we sat there for about 5 hours and just downloaded anything we could on Margaret Cho and had the sorest stomachs and faces because it was just hilarious, and she really is so funny.
And now we were lucky, I think it was 2 years ago, wasn't it, love? We went to the Forum,
yeah,
and we actually got to see her live. Now, I have to say, for people who haven't seen her content before, she is hilarious, but she goes places and you think she's not going to cross that line, and she crosses
she does.
That line, and
she
you
runs
think,
across it.
You filthy little girl, like, how dare you say that? But she's one of the most funniest comedians. I think she's really positive, what she brings to the GLBTI community.
Oh, absolutely.
She's Korean background, and there's not many stand-ups who are Asian who are successful in the States. It probably says something about the States. But if you get the opportunity to go and see her, please go and see. She's in a show called Mother from the 16th, which is today, until the 21st of April.
Why aren't we going to see her?
I don't know.
You failed us there, Brett.
I know. Well, I mean, we're trying to organise the overseas holiday, my love. We still haven't done
that
yet.
That sounds braggy. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, okay. But I play some community service announcements, and you can belittle me more on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Sam Sparrow, and you're listening to Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9 tonight. Now, it's all about, obviously, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival we've been talking about. But we've also our question for tonight, which has been quite... We've had many responses. I think it's... You've just been on the show for not even half an hour, my love. This is what you're bringing in.
Well, I'm up against Snog, Marry, Avoid. So
I know.
I'm surprised we're getting this kind of...
I know. Influx. Feedback. The question is, who's your favourite showbiz couple? SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. We've had a couple... We've had Johnny again correcting us. I made an error, my love.
Yes, you did, Brett.
Yes, I know. Sorry.
Apparently American Dad is not a spin-off of Family Guy. The Cleveland show is.
Oh.
But they're the same writer and producer, which is Seth MacFarlane. So thank you for correcting us so publicly, Johnny. always nice to be found out on air.
And Amity has sent through one. I think Amity from Northcote has sent through one for us as well, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She has said, ha-ha, you two are so funny.
Oh, bless.
Bless, she's drunk. Seriously, Desi and Lucy, love it from Amity. Thank you, darling.
Oh, bless you, Am. Hey, look, we've obviously Dolly, who's normally here on a Tuesday nights with myself and Jamie, has always chosen our fabulous disco classic. Now, she's chosen... Andrew, do you remember Barbara Pennington
Never
at all?
Never heard of her, Brett. I've taken my dented cowboy hat off for the night.
Okay.
Not a clue.
But I'm going to play now. This is 24 Hours. You know what station you're on.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Four hours a day. I never listened to that. I don't think I could listen to that song 24 hours a day by Barbara Pennington.
No, it's nice enough. Never heard of her, so she's none hit wonder. But good on you, Dolly.
It was from all I know. It's from 1976.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Nothing else.
Well, I couldn't find much about it. Well, actually, I couldn't even see that on the playlist this afternoon.
Okay.
So that's why I'm dry.
Okay, I know, you're dry. Okay. Hey, look, but obviously during the month of March and April, we've been talking about the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and another artist who came to town. His show is called The Spokesman, and that's until the 21st of April. And it's the fabulous Stephen K. Amos, who, for those of you who don't know, he's only been out probably for the last couple of years. Gay comedian from the UK. He's quite a tall man. I never knew he was gay. I just thought he was a bit camp because, and you'd have to agree with me, there's a lot of Englishmen who are quite camp.
What do you mean, Brett?
Even the ones who
yes.
aren't gay.
Yes, they are. Everyone in Britain's gay. That's true.
So here's a little bit of Stephen K. Amos. I quite like this clip. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Now, let's be honest, I've got quite a big head. And all through school, I was chanted and teased, Moon Boy, Moon Boy. Now you see him, oops, you still do. Sit down, Steve, take the weight off your neck. Yes, I've heard it. But I'm fighting back. I'll tell you a bit about myself. I've got a twin sister. We're very, very close. However, I get asked a couple of questions on a regular basis. One of them is, are you identical? Now, I can assure you she's not 6'2" with sideburns and a huge clitoris. Although I couldn't personally vouch for that. The other question I'm asked on a regular basis is, do you feel pain at the same time? And as a child, I used to take advantage of that by going, there's my sister, creep up behind her, punch her in the face. And I would feel the pain in my jaw through laughter. Now, we're quite different. I've got a bit of a round face. She's got a bit of a long face, right? A bit like a horse. Yeah, we used to call her Black Beauty. She hated it. I can see her crying now. She loved apples. It was very...
Oh, that was the fabulous Stephen K. Amos. And now he's appearing in the Melbourne Comedy Festival at... His show is called The Spokesman. It's on until the 21st of April, because obviously the 21st of April, this Sunday, that's it. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is over. Finito. Goodbye. Sayonara.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that went quick.
I know. Well, it's been... Yeah, it was just before Easter. And then on.
Clearly, I'm going to go slow.
Hey, Andy, have we got any more shout-outs?
We've got one more shout-out, and it's not from Johnny. Yes. Picking up our shortcomings, unfortunately. Do feel free to write in again, Johnny. It's from the lovely Mark and Aaron from Tyrone. Gave a bit much away there.
Oh, yes. We won't say which suburb.
They said, terrific. Celebs have to include Liz and Dick, of course.
Of course.
Not the hideous Lindsay Lohan Liz and Dick, the original Liz and Dick.
Yes.
And also Hannibal and Clarice, which... I'll give you that, but...
Oh, Chow Darlings. Goodness. I know, you're not convinced, are you, my love?
No, I'm not. Love the film. We'll talk about that at dinner club.
Now speaking of Liz, I mean, I have to say, now, I always knew... I want to go back to Liz Taylor.
Yeah.
Because I always knew Liz Taylor. I always remember you'd see her in an old film like Cleopatra or Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And obviously you'd always hear the stories about her fabulous jewels. But you were, I think you're probably the biggest fan of Liz Taylor I've ever known.
I think, look, I loved Liz Taylor, I think, probably from the age of about 15. Gay.
You said it.
Yeah, I saw Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yes.
On Saturday afternoon on the TV, and I thought no two people have ever been more beautiful on the screen with her and Paul Newman, because they were just spectacular. And look, that sounds shallow, but she also acted her pants off in that film. And I think that's the thing with Liz Taylor, is she hasn't been great in every film, but she's been great in quite a few films. And I think because her private life was so public, and I think, you know, 8 marriages, and it was a fairly roller coaster life, the public focus tended to be more on her private life rather than her work. And look, I said some of the roles that she's done, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Look, I'm not going to say Cleopatra because I can't sit through 4.5 hours of anything. So,
But you know what? I don't ever think, like, her performance in Battlefield 8 was not Oscar worthy, though.
No, it was because she had a tracheotomy.
But in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof...
I said that wrong, by the way, so Johnny, don't write in.
But in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and I'd have to say Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, I think she gave probably two of her best performance, if not the best performances of her career, hands down. My goodness. Hey, look, obviously on Catching Up, we try to always play some local bands. And obviously it's a little bit hard when we always try to do funk and disco, as Dolly is finding out, as well as myself. But we've been playing this band called Sasquatch, and we've been playing it every episode, and we love them here. They're a local band. This is another song from their album that's only recently been released. This one's called Strange Things.
Yay for local bands! Not really.
Oh, Andrew, you're on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9.
You did a fabulous job, then.
Oh, thanks, Brett.
You're so good.
I said Andy. I never call myself Andy.
I know, because I think I said Andy before, didn't I?
I know, and I'm just a sheep.
There's many things you are, my love, and a sheep is not one of them. And you know that, especially with your lovely Welsh dulcet tones.
Now, we've had another shout out from the lovely Michael Kendall saying, Oh my God, a star is born. Oh, bless you. We should have coffee soon.
Oh, okay, that's good. She's
just... No, not in an icky way, Brett.
I know that. My goodness. So, obviously, catching up, we always talk about... we always have a bit of a theme, and the theme in March and April, for those who've just tuned in, has always been the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And this show, I wanted to highlight some of the GLBTI artists. So we've had the fabulous Stephen K. Amos. We've had the very... Well, she says bisexual. She actually called herself gay on Triple J this morning.
Margaret Cho. Not buying it.
She's well and truly queer friendly. And we've got another little gay boy from Perth.
Now, can I say, yes. I hated him when I first saw him. Well, not when I first saw him. I actually thought he was that Josh guy.
Not Josh Lucas. No, Josh Lucas is
the one with the messy hair who looks like something you'd buy on a stick at the circus. I thought he was him. And then I actually saw him on Comedy Up Late or whatever it's called, or the ABC. And he was really, really funny.
Oh, that's good. Well, look, we've actually got a bit of a clip. I was just teeing the clip then. I do apologise. It is community radio. But here's a little bit of a Joel Creasy, because he's coming up in a show called, well, his show's on at the moment, called The Drama Captain. Let's have a little listen to Joel.
Windows at the traffic lights, who generally have no teeth or jobs, and they come rapping on your window asking for change, and I just panic like they're going to rape me. So I'm like, oh, just take anything. Like once I think I just gave him my iPod, I was like, just take it. It's full of Beyonce. I don't know if you're ready for that jelly. And he wasn't. And then the final thing that distracts me when I'm driving is I do enjoy performing the musicals in my car. I know that's a bit of a gay stereotype, but I've also got a boat license, so I like to even things up. I like performing the musicals, love all things Disney, apart from Snow White, Live With Seven Guys. Whoa, what a slapper. Do you have a favourite musical down the front? Favourite musical? Yeah. Rent? Oh, good one. 10 points to Gryffindor. Love Rent. Anyway, this is why window washers and musicals don't mix, right? Don't mix. I was in my car performing a bit of Phantom of the Opera. As you know, not an easy song to sing. I was Christine, naturally. I was at the high point of the song, pulled up at the traffic lights. My eyes were closed in the moment. Didn't realise there was a window washer waiting patiently, though. And bear in mind, I'm not a very good singer. I apologise in advance. That's the one thing me and Whitney Houston have in common. Okay, here we go.
The Phantom of the Opera is here inside my mind.
Clearly I lost my shit. I didn't realise there was a window washer at my window. I thought my singing had literally summoned the Phantom of the Opera to my window, with like three yellow dangly teeth, a Winnie Blue in one hand and a squeegee mop in the other. He was going to take me back to his lair and make me listen to Nickelback for the rest of my life. I have no idea.
Now, bless Joel Creasy, because I actually do think he's quite funny. He's camp.
Oh, he is.
Quite highly strung. All the things I like in a young gay boy.
And he's a boy from Perth
absolutely.
As well. And for those of you who regularly listen to the show, and some of our lovely listeners are from Perth.
Possibly my cousin. Hi, cuz.
But obviously, Andy and I were originally from Perth. And Andy's obviously lived overseas before immigrating to Australia. So it's always nice to hear a funny person from Joel. So from Perth, his name is Joel Creasy. He's in The Drama Captain. It's until the 21st of this month, which is this Sunday, because it's almost the end of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I can't believe it, Andrew.
I know, it's gone, well, I thought quickly, but it hasn't. It's been on for a month. So. Obviously, my meds are working.
Hey, have we, has Johnny replied?
Oh, God bless you, Johnny, because I did poke fun at you a little bit earlier. With love, it was all with love. And Johnny's come back and said, I love yous and your show, boys. Keep up the good work. Aww. I'm impressed that you'd bring your lover to the show, and I commend you for it. Love, Johnny. Thanks, Johnny.
Johnny, can I say, and I don't want to sound mushy on air, but it's probably my last chance to do that, is that Andy and I will be celebrating our 13 years together.
Wouldn't
next
change
month.
A thing in the words of Kylie Minogue.
I wouldn't, my love.
Oh,
I
changed
mean
a couple
that.
Of things.
Oh, thanks.
On my part, on my
yeah,
part.
Yeah. What's the next shout-out, Andrew?
The next shout-out's from Dolly saying...
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah, saying, oh, my God, it's the Royal Daltons. And is that supposed to mean
Dolly.
Something? I've never heard of them.
No, they do Wednesday Drive.
Oh,
oh my God,
sorry.
you are hilarious. Oh, my goodness. So what's this other one that we've got?
Kate's asked us to play a song.
Oh, Kate. Oh, look, Kate.
Oh, no, it's not Kate, it's Brian.
Oh, bless Brian.
Brian's on Kate's email.
I know.
Or maybe that's Brian's other name.
Maybe that's Brian's other name. Brian, look, tonight we aren't taking requests. However, Dolly and I were
not
actually...
a jukebox, Brian.
I know. Dolly and I were actually going to take requests for our next week's show. So, you know what? I will write down Give
That's
Me a Break.
It's a fabulous song.
It's a fantastic song. Really, and it is from, and Brian has referenced
call,
it
Brian.
From, it is from the film You Can't Stop the Music. But, Brian, instead, how about I dedicate this song to you instead? This is from 1980. Stephanie Mills, Andrew.
I love this song, and I can talk a little bit about Stephanie Mills afterwards.
Oh, we can talk a little bit now whilst the music's on.
No,
Stephanie Mills.
Let the music play, Brett.
I never knew love like this before, Andrew. He's ruined another moment. Joy 94.9, you're listening to.
Joy 94.9.
This is Taylor Dane, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station.
Oh, you're listening to Catching Up with Andrew and Brett on Joy 94.9. I can't believe this, Andy. It's almost the end of the show.
I know. It's gone so quickly. It's the quickest hour I think I've ever spent with you, and that sounds... It's come out all wrong. But it really has flown.
Oh, I never knew love like this before. Hey, look, we've got a new friend, Johnny. Bless Johnny. Thank you for all the shout-outs tonight, Johnny.
Loving you, Johnny.
Hey, look, I want to say, because this is our last show that we were focusing on Melbourne International Comedy Festival, obviously, Dolly will be back next week with myself, because Jamie will still be flying somewhere in the world. And next week's show, we're all going to talk about the music. But I want to say a big thanks to all the wonderful guests that we've had as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I want to say a big thank you to Ethel Chopp, who was outstanding, gave us a very good interview.
Now, she really did, because I normally can't stand her. Sorry. Judge Judy.
Tell us what you really feel,
she
Andrew.
She used to be on, when Judith Lucy had an afternoon radio show, she used to come on and do this bit, and it used to just irritate me. But when she did the interview with you guys, she was hilarious.
Thanks so much. Hey, look, I want to say also a big thank you to Warwick Glynn. Now, Warwick Glynn is playing his fabulous play, Never Say Always. Thankfully, I finally got that right. That took me forever. I want to say a big thanks to Anne Edmonds in her show, A Quartered Cabbage. A big thanks to Wes Snelling, who normally does Tuesday Drive. He's appearing in Standard Double. A big thank you to Aaron Melville and TM from Here Comes the Girls. And finally, and our guest from last week, who was just outstanding, Tom Binns. Now, he normally does Ivan Brackenbury.
Fabulous.
But he also does a favourite UK mystic, and he's fantastic. Now, he's appearing in his own show as well as Best of British. Now, if you haven't seen Best of British before, if you just do one show, I think Best of British is an excellent way to start you in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Andrew, we managed to go into our vaults and actually find...
Well, I think what we need to say, firstly, we've thanked all the comedians that have been on over the last 4 weeks, but we need to thank Brian, who emailed in earlier saying, can you please play Give Me a Break by the Ritchie Family? And I was a little bit sarcastic, which was very out of character for me. But Brian, you've inspired us. You've been our muse, if you like. And we've reached back into the vaults of joy and actually found that song. We were going to play Last Dance by Donna Summer, but look, this show's gay enough. We don't need Donna to make it any gayer. So thanks, Brian. We're going to play you out with Give Me a Break by the fabulous Ritchie Family.
My God, do you know what I love about this? It's a big start. You've got a lot, about 5 minutes of disco here, guys. I want to say a big thank you to my beautiful partner
for joining me
tonight. You did an excellent job, I love.
Thank you. I thought it would feel strange sitting opposite you with the earphones on, but it doesn't. We get some for home.
You bet. You're listening to Joy 94.9. See you guys next week.
Joy.
Joy
94.9.
Joy 94.9.
We are all yours. Suck us dry. Spit us out. Do what you have to do, but don't forget to listen every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 for Catching Up, Joy 94.9.
That's right, Brett.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.